Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 72. Psalm 72 is a coronation psalm. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 7, and then I'm going to skip down and read verses 18 and 19. Endow the king with your justice, O Lord, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruits of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mowed field, like showers watering with earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound until the moon is no more. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This psalm is contributed to of Solomon. And part of the meaning there and part of the understanding there is that this psalm would have been used when a new king was crowned. And these would have been the prayers for that new king. And the part that I skip, it goes on and talks about how prosperous the king will be and how that king will help and how that king will reach out and all that that king will do for the people. But probably one of the greatest images to me there is the rain falling on a mown field or the dew upon the grass. May the new king be like the dew upon the grass. You see, there's always been a desire to have a leader of righteousness and justice. There's always been that. It has existed forever. They hope as they establish a new king, as they establish a new leader, as they establish one that will guide and will help them, that this leader will be a leader of righteousness and justice. And I want to let you know, even to this day, people still hope and pray and desire to have that type of leader. A leader of righteousness, a leader of justice, and one that will be there for all people at all times. That's a prayer that continues to this day, doesn't it? In every country around this world, not just ours, but every country prays for that type of leader. You see, Israel prayed for their leader to be this one as they anointed them. Because one of the things that would have happened with the king is they would have anointed the king as God's chosen one. If you remember back, those of you that watched when King Charles was established in his coronation as king, they anointed him. And the very basic definition of the Hebrew word Messiah means to be anointed, means to have oil poured over you in such a way that it is excessive, and that it is God's one who God has chosen to be the leader and the ruler. That's what it means to be Messiah. I know I've shared with you before, a minister friend of mine that he went somewhere one time. He was getting ready to help out on a retreat weekend, and he went to a church and he spoke somewhere, and they said, "We need to anoint you before you go off for this retreat weekend." And they went and got not just a few drops of oil. They got a whole container of oil and poured it over his head. And he said it was shocking to him, number one. But secondly, He thought even more deeply about it because he was wearing a brand new suit that now was covered in oil. But you see, that's what it means to be Messiah. That's the purest and true definition of Messiah, to be anointed by God in such a way that the oil runs down and over you completely. God's chosen one. And this is one of those psalms that would have been used during the time of a coronation of a king. And they've used it time and time again. And every time they used it, they were praying that this leader, this ruler, this king would be the one who was God's chosen, anointed one that would lead them with righteousness and with justice. That's the use of this psalm. Now, we know now there is only one who is the anointed of God who leads with complete righteousness and justice. There's only one. There is only one. Because we have found throughout all of history that as we have put our faith in a particular person, a particular leader, one that was chosen, one that was elected, one that was called out, we have found in almost every case that they're not the one that leads with complete righteousness and justice. We see that happening around the world with the leaders that are in different countries. One of the ones that I hope that you're most familiar with is the president of Venezuela, since we support Pastor Ramon in Venezuela. The things that are happening there in that country are just absolutely incredible. I'm glad that even still we're able to get some funds to Pastor Ramon because of the feedings that he does. They feed children every morning before worship service on Sunday. I think the last report we got from him, it was either 25 or 30 kids every morning before worship service. And then after worship service, they're able to provide a meal for the whole congregation. And that means something incredible to those people there. Because when they go to the grocery store, the food's not always on the shelf, if the grocery store is open. And some of the times the Baptist Network has had problems getting money to Pastor Ramon because we get it transferred to a bank and he can only get it when they got electricity. But we've been able to get money into him and he's been able to help so many folks. And part of that has to do because they don't have a leader that's leading with righteousness and justice. And that happens all around the world. But everybody's hope and everybody's desire and everybody's prayer and everybody's want sometimes is put in the wrong person. Because there's only one anointed of God that can do this. Jesus Christ is the anointed one of God who alone does marvelous deeds. Verse 18 says, God alone does marvelous deeds. And Jesus Christ is the one who can do that. Christ came the first time as a child. Christ will return again. But even to this day, Christ is the one who can rule with complete justice and righteousness. And we need to acknowledge Christ as that. And by the way, Christ is the Greek word for Messiah. It means the exact same thing. If I translate from Hebrew Messiah into Greek, I get the word Christ. And that's why he's called Jesus Christ, because he is the Messiah. He is the anointed one for us. And I have to ask you, do you know this Anointed One? Do you have a relationship with this Anointed One? A daily, ongoing, continuing, deepening relationship. Not just a one-time meeting with Christ and saying, I give my life to you. But a daily relationship with this leader. This leader who is the one that can lead with complete righteousness and justice. Are you following this one? We talked about in our time this morning in growing in Christ. We were in Luke chapter 14. And Jesus says that you've got to be willing to give up your own life. You've got to pick up the disciplines of the Christian life, which is your cross, and live them. And you've got to follow Christ. You can't stay where you are. You have to follow. Christ is not one who stays in one place, but one who moves about this world. And if you stay in one place, your distance between you and Christ will get further and further and further apart as Christ moves on in this world. Christ is a leader that's going to guide us and lead us in complete righteousness and justice and show us how to do that in the midst of this world. That means I need to stay in close contact because I have my strengths, but as you guys know, I have my weaknesses. And I can and do fail. Just as every other person does. And without staying close with Christ, this leader that can guide me, that can lead me, that can help me, that can show me how to give grace to people that need grace, how to show mercy to people who need mercy, how to be compassionate even when people are wrong. Just because they're wrong doesn't mean we get to be uncompassionate to them. We still should be showing love and compassion to them. And only Jesus can lead and guide me to do that. There is nobody on this earth, no matter how high I elevate them or how high we think of them, there is nobody on this earth that can be that type of leader. Only Jesus Christ. He is the only Anointed One of God who alone does marvelous deeds. Always. Are you in touch with that Jesus? Are you in a relationship with that Jesus? Are you walking daily with that Jesus? Not sitting still. God's going to ask you to move out into the midst of this world as Jesus moves out into the midst of this world. Are you going to move with Jesus? Because he's the leader that goes from place to place to help folks. There's a lot of folks I know that they want the great benefits of being a Christian. They want every blessing that God's going to give. But they don't follow. They want all the benefits, but none of the responsibility. They want all the benefits, but none of the service. They want God to bless them over and above and beyond and past anything they've ever considered before. But blessings will pour into our community only when we place Jesus Christ as our highest priority. Only when we place Jesus Christ as our highest priority. There are so many people in so many churches. If it's convenient, I'll do what Christ asks. No, if this is a leader that guides with complete righteousness and complete justice, shouldn't we be following this leader all the time? Not just when it's convenient for us? Not when it's something that we like? And we decide not to do it when we don't like what God asks us to do? I wonder, do we sometimes put our faith in the wrong leaders? Do we sometimes put our faith in worldly leaders to lead and guide us out of problems when Jesus Christ is the only one who can do that? There is no other. No matter what their resume looks like, no matter what their cover letter reads, no matter all of their accomplishments, there's only one. There is only one leader. And Jesus Christ needs to be our highest priority in all that we do. And too often, and now I'm stepping back to what we did in growing in Christ this morning, but the two things dovetail together. And I, as a pastor, I pray and I wish that everybody would come to that time at 9 o'clock in the morning when we look very deeply at Scripture. And I know everybody has a reason why they can't be there. So I'm going to give you part of what we talked about this morning. Part of that was the parable of the great banquet, where everybody's invited to the great banquet. And a whole mess of people have excuses on why they can't be there. And I'm just going to say what Jesus said. If you got an excuse, you're worthless. And I don't want you. That's what Jesus said. I'm quoting Jesus. And too many times we have excuses on why we can't do things. What does the Psalm say? What does Luke chapter 14 say? Jesus Christ needs to be our highest priority in all of our lives if we're going to be a Christian. And Jesus even says, if you can't do that, I don't want you. That's what Jesus says. Are you looking for other people for answers? Are you looking to yourself for answers? One of the things we talked about is I've heard many people throughout my ministry say this: Pastor, once I get this straight in my life, I'll make Jesus the most important thing in my life. And you know what they've told me then? They've told me that Jesus is never going to be the most important thing in their life. Because how will you straighten out everything in your life without a leader that leads with complete righteousness and justice? How will you do that? I tried twice in my life. And the second time, God woke me up really big and said, okay, Tim, for a second time in your life, you've tried to rule your whole life and do everything the way that it's supposed to be done. Are you done trying? And will you trust me now? Because, see, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, but I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my Lord. And to accept Him as Lord is what this psalm is about. Giving my complete all to Jesus Christ. That's why He came. And I just ask you to search deep. Are you willing to serve and lift up Jesus Christ as your highest priority? You know, when you make something your highest priority, other things move out of the way. Other things move out of the way so that you can live for the one who is the righteous and just leader. The one who is God's anointed. Are you willing to make Jesus Christ your highest priority? Let's pray. Lord, your word can be very difficult upon us. Your word can make it very hard for us. But the truth is, Lord, that what you're trying to do is make it very easy for us. You're trying to help us, and you're trying to guide us and lead us. And so many times, we just look the other way. We say very clearly to God, God, I can't do that. Where the truth is, you have nothing more than the very best interest in mind for us. You are the only righteous and just leader. You are the only Messiah. You are the only one that can help us. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to search our hearts, especially as we come to this table today. That we may search our hearts for where we have placed other things in a higher priority than you. Lord, help us right now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.